Why don't you explain what you're going to do here, Grandpa?
Well, this is the first time we've ever done it, but we have here purchased a burner assembly, the pot for the turkey. We purchased 3 gallons of peanut oil and 3 gallons of mixed oil. We have now in here 3 gallons of peanut oil, and we're bringing the temperature up to 350 degrees. The turkey is here, and when we get the temperature up to 350 degrees, we're going to put the turkey in with this hook like this, and we'll lower it slowly into the oil so it doesn't spatter too much. We're doing this out on the snow-covered driveway because if you get near the house, there's a danger of fire. We could burn the house down. This is pure peanut oil. Comes from Opelousas, Louisiana. We're trying to maintain 300 to 350 throughout the cooking process. If you get near 400 degrees, there's a danger of fire. And we're trying to avoid that. We're going to leave it on for an hour and 15 minutes. We should eat by about 4 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. This 5 gallons of propane gas to fire the burner. We're just about ready. I think I'm going to start the turkey. We're going to do this with gloves because we could burn our hands. Really would pay to have asbestos gloves, actually. It'd be better. Let that water drip out. We pretty much dried the turkey, so there shouldn't be much water in it now.
The sound is the water left in the turkey coming out.
Okay, the timing was 50 minutes, which the turkey weighed 14 pounds at the beginning. The temperature never exceeded 30 degrees Fahrenheit. The timing was 50 minutes, and that's about 4 minutes per pound, which is said it was quoted in the direction. We tested the internal temperature of the meat, and it was 180 degrees in all quadrants. Therefore, the turkey is done. And now we're ready to serve the turkey inside. I've turned the fire off. We maintain 300 degrees Fahrenheit throughout the cooking process.
Hey, Bill, why's the turkey in the wheelbarrow? Is it done?
So,
sorry, I'm interrupting.
Your partner is really funny. So we didn't use too much gas. I had to turn the fire down a little bit to maintain 300 degrees Fahrenheit. And the turkey is ready for consumption at this time. So we'll take it in the house.
Okay. We'll bring the turkey up over the snow into the house. The prize-winning turkey has arrived.
Yay! Let's have a little cheer.
Now you're just going to be so cold when you pull
it out.
Nice-looking bird, too.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Ward. We always hear these comments from Arlington, Virginia. Okay. Where do I put it? Where's that? No laughing, please. No laughing. Let's hear a little cheer. First time turkey.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship. Get 50% off. And you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at X.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Second hour is on, and joining me in studio is Jesse Beltran. He is a certified master hypnotist with a diploma in hypnotherapy from the nationally accredited Hypnosis Motivational Institute in Tarzana, California. He's a retired firefighter paramedic. He's a past member of the Mathematics, Engineering, and Science Association at UC Davis. I could go on and on and on. Suffice it to say, the man knows what he's talking about. You can follow Mind Nexus on X at Mind Nexus Live and MindNexusLive.com. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate your platform.
Well, it's my pleasure. And of course, during Alex's show, if people are watching, I was scanned. I was probed. Tell people what you were looking for, what you found. Just explain what this little machine is that you wanded over my body, and it went off at a few disturbing locations. Something about it going off at the base of my skull is kind of freaky. What was that? What were you detecting?
Yeah, so a little bit about myself. I'm the president of an organization called CosmicClarityConnections.org, and Mind Nexus Live is our brand. And what we do is we help individuals, particularly U.S. citizens, who were experiencing symptoms of what is now defined as anomalous health incidences or Havana syndrome. That was established by our Department of Homeland Security back in 2016. In fact, on May 8th of 2024, they held a hearing where a gentleman by the name of Colonel Greg Egren gave testimony that this phenomenon was not only happening to our diplomats in 2016, but also happening to the best of our best in the CIA, the FBI, and now happening to congressional members. Hmm. The only issue is that they state that this is only happening to federal employees. Now, I have been, along with the gentleman, Dr. John Hall, who's from here in San Antonio, Texas, we got on this topic, and he said he was seeing U.S. citizens who were having these exact same symptoms. And he felt that, and part of the symptoms were this. The diplomats were talking about hearing a strange auditory sound, followed by severe headaches, nausea, vomiting, vertigo, short-term, long-term memory loss. And what was most interesting, also reverberations to the body, which has now been defined as buffeting. Mm. Now, he said, well, if indeed they were exactly hearing a signal, there should be some mechanism in order to track it or at least detect it. And what he was utilizing was this little device. It's called a JM20 Pro. It's a general frequency detector. And he was scanning individuals around their person, and he was coming up with positive results around specific focal areas around the human body. And that's, in gist, sort of what we were detecting on you today, but a little bit more sophistication. And so I said to him, and I said, well, if this phenomenon is happening, why can't they just go to their doctors and get more diagnostics? And he said, because what is happening, as soon as they say they're having these auditory symptoms, they're being railroaded into the mental health industry, forced institutionalized or forced medicated, and therefore being victimized even further. Hmm. So I said, well, my background, I'm also a firefighter paramedic out of the city of Sacramento. I'm retired. And I said, well, there's got to be a way to take this subjectivity and turn it into objective data. And so I called for a meeting in Sacramento, California, and I expected maybe a handful of people. I said, hey, if you're having these symptoms, come on out. We want to talk to you. And 100 people showed up, standing room only. I said, okay, something's going on. We got to look into this further. So we decided to do mass frequency testing in Davis, California, and 300 people showed up for that first event. And what we were finding is those who were most affected or most likely to be affected were Caucasian females, recently single, widowed, or divorced, highly educated, then Caucasian males, then African-American females, African-American males, then in same categories, Asians, Hispanics, and it dwindled down from there. It stayed consistent until the Midwest. And it flipped when we got to Chicago. The Caucasian criteria and African-American criteria changed positions, and then that stayed consistent to the East Coast with one anomaly, which was up in Virginia. A group of military subcontractors, about 80 to 100, asked me to come down because they had heard I was doing this RF testing. And so I did. And it eventually took me to Europe, where a government agency asked me to come and test some of their employees that worked in the embassy, and said, if you can also bring any Americans or anyone else that you felt that was having this phenomenon, we want you to come to a research university, and they allowed me to use what is called an anechoic chamber. And we knew that this was the correct environment because we felt that there must be something unique to the individual that allows them to receive the signal. So the anechoic chamber was designed to block out frequency spectrums between 8 kilohertz and 19 gigahertz. We knew that was well outside the range of what we were detecting, so we felt, well, if our hypothesis is correct, this should be the perfect environment to prove what we believe is happening. So we took control groups. We put them in the anechoic chamber, and we can actually show that video.
That's clip number one. Should we roll that as B-roll, or should we?
Yeah, we can roll that.
Okay, let's go ahead and roll clip number one. This is the, how do you pronounce it, anechoic?
Anechoic chamber.
The anechoic chamber.
So, yeah. Okay. And these things cost millions of dollars.
Right.
And what you see there is someone from the embassy there, and I'm utilizing the JM20 Pro, and we're just going around her person to see if we get any positive detection. And in this case, we expected that we wouldn't, because she's non-symptomatic. She doesn't have symptoms, okay? And it's about to next, what will happen is we're going to use what is called a frequency counter. And what this does is if there is a frequency that is being transmitted, it's going to detect it in its numerical number. And that light flashing means it is looking for frequencies, and we were very excited. You'll see a smile on my face because it read zero. We said, we now have the perfect environment. And so now what we did is we brought in the symptomatic person and the control person. This actually is another control. He was a government official there in Europe. And we went through the same process, but this is a speeded up version where we're just checking for the numerical frequencies. And again, we read zero. So two controls, no symptoms, not having anything of this phenomenon. And in a second, what you're about to see is that we're going to be bringing in the first control, and then we're going to bring a symptomatic person in. And what your audience is going to see is going to be probably disturbing, but it was a definitive moment in what we were trying to prove. And that's about to show up here. So again, the environment is locked up. We do have a spectrum analyzer in there, so we are trying to see if we detect any frequencies.
And is the purpose of this chamber to isolate the testing the area from any other frequencies from outside?
Exactly.
It's a big Faraday cage.
Yeah, essentially. It's a robust Faraday cage. And lo and behold, as we bring this up to the symptomatic individual, we are detecting frequencies.
Wow.
It was at this point that we could say, for whatever reason, we don't know why, that this person who was having these same AHIs, Havana syndrome symptoms, was emitting a frequency from his person. Now, this is the control standing in the same location that he was,
still
and
zero.
Once again, reading zero.
So help me understand this, because obviously they've had electronic weapons since World War II, right, is when they were testing some of the microwave radiation weapons. From what I've understood is that what they suspected was that the embassy in Cuba was being bombarded with some sort of electronic rays that just mess up the cellular functions of the people there and makes them feel sick. But now you're saying that the people that are affected by it are actually themselves emitting. Help me understand that, because I understood it was, you know, a frequency being beamed at the people that was hurting them. How do they then turn around and beam a frequency back?
So it's not beaming a frequency back. What we said, there's something unique internally within them that allows them to receive that signal, that frequency. Because all of those Havana syndrome victims, the federal employees, and that's all they claim right now, it's only happening to federal employees, is that they were complaining that no matter where they went, they were still hearing the signal in a lot of the cases. And essentially, that auditory symptom that they're saying, they were being very polite about what that really meant. Some of these individuals were actually hearing voices being transmitted to their heads. Okay? So, and this is a very common complaint. But what we can say, and I was contacted by a doctor who I promised never to say his name, but he was the head of a three-letter agency. Oh. And he said, Mr. Beltran, you and Dr. Hall are Renaissance men. And he goes, you're absolutely right. The 338 patients that I am treating for Havana syndrome, federal employees, there's significant overlap. He said that the symptoms that they're having and the clients that we are seeing are the same. He said the only difference is you guys have cases where you've removed biosensors. So basically electronic implants of very, very small size that I can actually show. If you'll show my screen what they look like.
And would these be – we'll show the pictures there, but would this be the type of thing like we've seen, you know, they'll – put a thing about the size of a grain of rice in the hand. Is that the type of biosensor you're talking about, or even smaller than that?
These are smaller than that. Okay. These things are basically down to the size of a letter on a penny in many cases. And they come in different shapes and forms. This here is the case that I can talk about. This is the Bonnie Kellerby case. She was one of my very first clients that we did an RF test on. And this is a photomicrographic report where they surgically remove three of these sensors from her. And let's see if this pulls up here. Okay.
And did she know that these were?
No. Back then in 2010, these victims had no clue. All they knew was they were being tortured. And it is torturous.
Yeah.
They didn't know why. But this is why we back then I was the president of an organization called the International Center Against Covert Technologies. And this is when we did this mass testing. And if you look here, these are multiple sensors. Our bodies don't reject them. These wires are nanowires that are appendages out of these things. And they are all controlled by RF emissions. And this is why we were really excited, because this was one of the cases that we said our hypothesis was correct.
Right.
Yeah. There is something unique about these individuals that is allowing them to receive this signal. So what did we do with you? So now this was the RF detection. Now we now know that this is very hard to get. There's only two or three of these in the United States that even work anymore.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, even the newer ones that they build of the same models are not as sensitive. So the circuitry in here is why we use this. And then we follow up. And so this is detecting RF emissions. Then we follow up with the nonlinear junction detection. What this device does, and you know, this little piece of material runs about $22,000.
Wow.
And it will detect semiconductive material or silicon-based materials. It was initially designed by an engineer to detect rust on airplanes. And serendipitously, they discovered that it will also detect small semiconductive materials or electronic components, whether it's passive or active meaning it's on all the time, passive meaning it's off. It will still detect whether or not that exists. And the reason we utilize that is because there was another agency out there who scanned Miss Kellerby. I did the RF scan on Miss Kellerby. He did a nonlinear junction detection scan on her and found locations of semiconductive materials. So two different testers, two different types of testing, but two different types of technologies, all coming up with the same type of result. So what you got was just a really rush precursor to just demonstrate that this thing will detect electronic components or semiconductive components of silicon-based. And that's what we detected. It was positive at the base of the neck. Now, we consistently see these areas. They're always in very specific focal areas around the human body, whether it's the right, left TMJ, the occipital portion, the base of the neck, right and left arm, the scapular areas, the lower lumbar, right, left apex, upper abdomen, right, left hip, and occasionally down in the calf regions or in the quads. Now, if you look at the patents that exist, what is happening, particularly after the jab, is we are finding a lot of patents that describe this wide body area network system that basically is being implemented on all human beings around the globe. Particularly if you had the jab or you had the PCR testing, what they found is that in the PCR testing is a hydrogel. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny discloses that in that hydrogel was this nanotech. Now, what is this nanotech? These are essentially electronic components of a small size, 2,000 times the width of a strand of hair. Dr. Ido Bachelet in 2005 gave a TEDMED talk in Israel, and he was showing a 1cc syringe he held up, and he says, at the tip of this needle are 1,000 billion robots I just brought from my lab.
Whoa.
So he's, and then he says he teaches his students to control these robots with your Xbox controller when it's in a host.
Okay, very creepy.
Yes. So this is, and this phenomenon is happening. And Colonel Egren, retired Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Greg Egren, gave testimony on May 8th of 2024 to the Department of Homeland Security, saying that this Havana syndrome or anomalous health incidence phenomenon is happening, not, as I expressed earlier, not only to the best of our best and the FBI, CIA, and it's now happening to congressional members as well as our diplomats, but he's saying it's happening on every continent, and he said, except for Antarctica. We now know there are cases on Antarctica where there's a group of people also complaining about these same complaints.
So does that mean, so when I heard Havana syndrome, I assumed that there was some sort of machine pumping out radio waves that were affecting people. It sounds like maybe the symptoms are just a response to like resonant frequency. Is there an attack happening, or is this happened to anybody with this stuff in them?
Well, the clients that we see that are symptomatic do claim that they are being hit with some type of frequency.
Right.
Now, if we look at all the studies that are out now, we now know that in the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, there is these nanotech materials. And if we go back to what Dr. Ido Bachelet was showing everyone, and I'll bring that up.
Yeah, because it seemed like it went off at a few places that you indicated on me. Of course, I think the last vaccine I've received was when I was 10. I think I got a tetanus shot because I got a bad rust, cut from rust on my foot. Would there be something else that would be? Why was it being detected to me? If I'm it's been 20 years since my last vaccination.
Not only is this in the vaccines, it's also in the anesthetics, so xylocaine. And if they can show my screen right now, I can show you
how to build a computer from nanorobots. Wow.
Yeah. So these are the nanorobots by Dr. Ida Bachelet's demonstration. And they can basically program these to self-assemble, self-replicate.
Right.
And it'll attach to the DNA. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. And there's where talks about teaching the students about the Wi-Fi. But this is the xylocaine anesthetic. Again, those are the nanotech that they're finding in it. And if you compare Dr. Ido Bachelet's nanorobots to what is in the xylocaine derivative, they're identical. And you're asking, how does it get into you?
Right.
We now know not only is it in these derivatives, but it is also in the food. It is also in the air. And there are studies that now show that these shed. So that means if you're around someone who has had the vaccine or has this technology in you, that it can transfer to another person. How do we know this? We now know there was a study being done in the UK where they were detecting MAC addresses on human beings.
Right.
And even in graveyards, they were going through and testing for MAC addresses, and they were finding them in the graveyards.
Right.
on individuals who have deceased. But these were live individuals, and in that group, all but two had the vaccine. And the two were still showing MAC addresses that they can trace. You can actually see them out in the middle of nowhere. No cell phone activity, no radio waves that can come in where you can get a radio station. And you can literally see them through the software walking and approaching you. No cell phones.
Wow.
Down. And so what they discovered is that their spouses had the vaccine.
Okay.
So their hypothesis was that this shedding phenomenon does happen. There's a doctor out there by the name of Dr. Hildegard Staninger who has written a book on this topic many years ago. And I thought, quite honestly, I thought it was pretty far out there. But we're finding out that everything that she had written in her book was completely accurate.
Wow. So is your body then producing the nanorobots? Like, do they replicate in the body in the same way that mRNA will produce spike proteins? Because it's the spike proteins that shed, right? So what's the crossover between mRNA spike proteins and the nanorobots?
It's the graphene oxide that's in there.
I see.
And the graphene oxide is basically what allows these things to operate. And they will do whatever the code they're programmed to do. And so if they're programmed to replicate once they get to a certain number or don't replicate, they can basically self-assemble into anything.
Right.
Anything that the programmer is telling them to do and controlling them. But these are all controlled by RF emissions. And this is why we now know what we discovered in Europe is absolutely true today. Mm. And we do have cases where you're lucky if you can find something of a size that can be surgically removed. Now with this nanomaterials, you know, I was a little disheartened. I didn't know what could be done in order to stop this, because our whole goal was to help people and find a solution and a path for that. And luckily, recently, I came another across a product that, and I'm very skeptical. I want to see the data. I want to see the proof. Anything. So I've never ever supported anything, but I was approached because my podcasts were heard and they were saying, well, what do you do when this nanotech is?
Hang on to that idea. We got to take a quick commercial break and we'll come back with the.
Let's see what's cooking on TV.
Thanksgiving Day is coming. And for Charlie Brown, that can only mean. It's a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
I'll tell you, Pat, this stuff is looking good and smelling good and tasting good. We got to dig in and start eating now.
Here it comes.
Oh, girl, what a feast this is. This is beautiful, girl.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Nice. That's a turkey. Turkey.
Hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. See, folks,
I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
Hey, buddy.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want.
Look, I had a chance to shoot a bunch of you the other day and didn't.
He wants to get rid of Thanksgiving forever. To get rid of the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
All right, Spider-Man.
He's got spiderweb rays coming out of his hands. He can cling to tall buildings. And he's looking for Octopus, the Green Goblin.
Ferengi to O.J. O.J. running to the left, turns the corner at the 30. O.J. in the 25, the 20, and falls ahead of the 15. That does it. He broke the record.
For Clint Longley, even if he never completes another pass, they'll always remember the one he threw on Thanksgiving Day 1974.
Where's the turkey, Chuck? Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners?
Those aren't pillows.
No. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Tonight, on this Thanksgiving, I come before you to ask your help, to ask your strength, to ask your prayers. All of us have lived through 7 days that none of us will ever forget.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Jesse Beltran, Mind Nexus Live on X, at Mind Nexus Live on X, and of course the website mindnexuslive.com. And actually, it was funny because while you were on with Alex Jones earlier today, something you were saying reminded me of this video that I'd seen. I actually found it again at home, so I have the video on a hard drive at home. And it was this presentation from the World Economic Forum about how your boss will be able to listen into your brainwaves and will be able to determine whether you're focused on your work or being distracted. And so I'm like, oh, I'll play that video when I interview Jesse. And so I'm looking it up and I'm trying to find it, and I can't remember the exact words for it. And funnily enough, I finally find it. It's a video of a podcast playing the video, and it's your podcast. It was the Mind Nexus Live channel on YouTube that I actually found the video. So we actually have that video, and we can go to it in a second because I know we have other stuff that sort of leads into it. But I wanted to congratulate Mind Nexus Live on YouTube because they had this video that I could not find anywhere else. And it's a crazy video, and I do want to go to it about how your boss could spy on your brainwaves and all this stuff. But just a funny coincidence that I'm like, okay, who put that? I'm like, wait, Jesse Beltran, wait a second. It's him. He's the guy I was talking about. So clearly you're aware of that. But this is not crackpot stuff. This isn't something you came up with. World Economic Forum gives speeches about this. Scientists will, present dissertations and, you know, experiments they've run on this. This stuff is not mainstream science, but it's well-established science.
Yes, and it's been around for a long time. The reading your brain waves, that patent has been around, and actually the patent actually explains how they use satellite transmissions to be to pick up your EEG.
I didn't even know that.
Yes, they can do that to this day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What if your boss can monitor your thought? We can go to that video now. I know this is a pretty interesting thing you have pulled up on your screen here.
Yeah. So this is a New World Business Report. It was released in November of 1994. This was obtained through a FOIA request. And basically, this was created by the United States Air Force in order to keep us a superpower 50 years in the future. So we know that this was worked if it was released in 1994, and this is older technology. We're way surpassed this now. But so we know that it was done at least 10, 15, 20 years prior, but it was the greatest minds of our military. And interestingly enough, on page 89 of it is a chapter called Biological Processes. And in this, it talks about being able to utilize RF frequencies in order to manipulate human processes, their experiences. And not only does it talk about them able to do this, but it also talks about imprinting memory sets,
right,
and erasing memory sets. And that is old technology. This has been around for a long time. We even have documents where back in 1972, where the prisoners, particularly Vacaville Prison in California, where they were already able to remotely monitor their biometrics, including reading their thoughts.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. And of course, there's the famous experiment, I think all the way back in the 50s, where there was a charging bull and they got the bull to stop on a dime. I mean,
that's Jose Delgado.
Right. Yeah. But that was about implanting something in the mind that would then respond to a radio frequency that would basically control somebody like a marionette. I mean, straight up, you know, they would have an angry bull charging at a target and then they would press a button and it would stop within 5 feet. I mean, it really, really incredible power this has to control the physical being.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say, well, it was a larger type chip device, but these nanorobots are no difference.
Right.
They're just smaller chips.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're even going into, there's a video out there on YouTube, and if you Google it, it's called Cognify, the Future of Incarceration.
Oh, no.
So if you commit a crime, and let's say there's a victim in the crime, you'll have a choice. They'll give you this incredible number of years, like 150 years, or you can go through the Cognify process, 3 minutes. And what they'll do is they'll imprint memory sets of allow you to feel your victim's torment, their empathy. You will believe that you've been in prison for 50 years, and they'll even bring in your family to be assimilated in a therapy session with your new memory sets. And that's the video right there.
Good Lord. It's the Ludovico treatment. It's from Clockwork Orange, the Ludovico treatment, right?
Yeah.
Pinning the eyes open and you know, brainwashing people. A little bit different, maybe even more horrifying than the Ludovico treatment. Or Brave New World has that same thing, right? Although they used it for vacation, but the idea of you would take Soma and it would give you a 1,000-year vacation or whatever, really just in an afternoon. But that's the power of manipulating your cognitive processes. You can convince somebody that they've been in prison for a year in 3 minutes. That's
correct. But and I am a certified master hypnotist, and even let's take this technology away.
Yeah.
I can do it just with the frequency of my voice.
Please don't.
No. But if I was unethical, and I'm not, but the reason I became a hypnotherapist is because I noticed that the people who are most effective tend to score high on the suggestibility scale.
Right.
You can talk about the Aaron Alexis event. He called me. He contacted me. He was going through this. And, you know, he wanted help. He said, I heard you can help me. And I said, well, I can help you find data if it is really happening to you. But it's not an easy process. Trying to find evidence, like the Bonnie Kellerby case, it took 8, 15, 20 years in order to get to that point. But I thought he was going to go through the process. He hung up, and later I heard that he killed 12 people at the Navy Yard.
Oh, that was him. Okay.
That was him.
Right, because he was saying he was hearing voices.
And he wrote on the butt of his gun, this is my ELF, extremely low frequency.
Right.
Okay. I spoke to him, so I know all the symptoms that he was complaining about were identical with the clients that we see.
Wow.
Now, Myron May, an attorney out of Florida, called me the same way, saying, I heard you can help me. And then I said, yeah, well, this isn't a quick process. It's a long journey. And he says, I ain't got time for this. I got bigger fish to fry. I thought he was talking about suing someone.
Mm.
And then he went to the university and he killed people at the research lab.
Wow. Okay.
So the bottom line is Putin gave, he said in the Politico when he was interviewed, he said, the first superpower to master psychotronic weapons will be the superpower to rule the world. You know, where do we go from that statement? The bottom line is we are in a new type of war.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So you had two different people who would later go on to commit mass or random shootings, contact you with these symptoms, refuse your treatment, and then go on to do this and to blame it on the voices that they're hearing. When they say they're hearing voices, when they have this auditory, I mean, is it a delusion or are things being beamed? Or I think I was asking you during the break, like there are times where I'm laying in bed at night and I can hear the washing machine on or the dishwasher on, and it, you know, my brain almost is trying to pick out voices. It almost sounds like words, even though it's clearly not. Is this something like that happening? Is this actual words being beamed in?
So we coach people on how to deal with this phenomenon or to move forward in order to get to like the Bonnie Kellerby cases or the other cases where they've had surgical removal of these implants. Now, you're lucky if you have one of that size.
Right.
With the nanotech, it's a totally different approach. So what you're describing is, you know, that phenomenon happens to everyone, and that's normal. These are individuals where there is an RF emission being detected.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. A very specific focal areas around the human body.
And so what is the process? If someone comes to you and says, you know, they're experiencing this, you test them, yes, they are, you know, showing these symptoms, what's the next step?
So if it's what we try to do is we coach them on how the other cases were successful. And we now, what has taken 10, 15 years to do, we now have a program in place where we can coach people. If they come up positive on an RF scan or a nonlinear junction detection scan, that there are now doctors who are willing to be heroes and step forward and order like a high-resolution ultrasound.
Okay.
And if they find a foreign body that can be surgically removed, then they'll refer, that's the medical side, they'll refer them to a surgeon. You know, we don't practice medicine. We're just looking at the technology aspects of this. And so I want to make sure that we're very clear on that. But now we've taken that process down to about a year for individuals who are experiencing this. But I want to emphasize this. Currently, there are no resources out there to help these individuals who are literally being tortured and tormented. Okay. There is only help for federal employees.
Okay.
Remember that doctor from that three-letter agency contacted me. You know, we knew we were on point. We knew we were on target with this topic. Now, this is why we're fighting. We're fighting to have the United States government understand, and according to Colonel Egren, he knows exactly what doors to knock on, who to subpoena, who to go after. But for whatever reason, they're refusing to acknowledge that this has been happening to American citizens on U.S. soil.
Wow. Yeah. And it's just incredibly creepy. And I was wondering if when you go in the, you know, a room-sized Faraday cage, like we were showing earlier, the anechoic, is that? The anechoic. If the symptoms decrease, if they're shielded and isolated from RF frequencies.
Yeah. Most of the symptoms did decrease. And like I said, if you were in the sweet spot, that means in an anechoic chamber, you will still get some type of penetration. But if you're in the sweet spot, those will be eliminated.
So the symptoms are being caused by RF frequencies.
Correct. Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's and again, it's like you've got people like yourself that are investigating this and studying this and trying to figure out how to combat the torture that people are going through. And then you have the other side, which is the WEF side, that's trying to weaponize this, is trying to utilize what they know, clearly, you know, more than us, in order to surveil and control to the maximum degree. And so I'd like to go to that video now, because again, I was looking for this video anyway, and it just so happened that it was on your YouTube channel. WEF Bossware, Decoding Brain Activity and Controlling Workers' Minds. This is clip number 24. And again, I was just searching this, not realizing it would be Mind Nexus Live would be the channel that I'd find it on. So happy coincidence. But here's about a minute from that broadcast.
Your mind starts to wander to the new colleague on your team, whom you know you shouldn't be daydreaming about, given the policy against intra-office romance. But you can't help fantasizing just a little. But then you start to worry that your boss will notice your amorous feelings when she checks your brain activity and shift your attention back to the present.
Oh, man.
What do you think? Is it a future you're ready for?
No, no one's ready for it.
You may be surprised to learn that it's a future that has already arrived. Everything in that video that you just saw is based on technology that is already here today. Artificial intelligence has enabled advances in decoding brain activity in ways that we never before thought possible. What we've seen consistently is companies from Amazon to Tesco to Walmart and others have introduced what is considered to be bossware or surveillance technology that employees really don't like it, even if it makes their lives better.
So again, that was just a 1 minute clip from I think a at least an hour long podcast y'all did over at Mind Nexus Live. Of course, you can follow them on X at Mind Nexus Live and mindnexuslive.com. But she's excited about this. You know, it's almost telling to me that the example they use is somebody, you know, wanting to flirt with her coworker, right? Sort of the most human impulse you can have, some sexual drive, some attraction to a fellow human being. And they're coming in to say, we know you're thinking that and stop it right now. There's something very anti-human about all of this.
Well, think about this. Your partner, your spouse, if she, there's no more secrets when she says, do I look fat in this dress?
Right.
You're going to have to tell the truth.
If bossware becomes wifeware, it'll really be a problem. Yeah, but, they're excited about this. Amazon, Walmart, whoever they're mentioning, they're implementing this. It's going to really, you know, increase productivity when they can dictate your own thoughts to you. It's beyond creepy, but you're not the one coming up with this. They are.
That's correct. We did a video. It's sort of a music video. But it's more serious because it actually demonstrates, it has tidbits of the congressional hearing done with Colonel Egren in it. And at the end, you have then Senator Joe Biden at the confirmation hearing of Edwards saying, mark my words, during your tenure, you're going to have to decide whether it's constitutional to put a biometric tag in an individual. Okay. This was back in 2005.
Wow.
Okay. And recently at the UN, there was it wasn't a resolution. Somehow they got it passed in where the biometric tag is going to be implemented. And they're talking about, we already know China's doing the social credit score and they're already being monitored. But if you speak up against your government or do something that they deem inappropriate, guess what? The AI that is connected to you because you're now a node because you have this in you, you're now cut off from your banks.
Right, right.
Your ability to purchase anything.
Good luck trying to fake your identification.
Correct.
It's tied to your cell, so
correct.
You can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And of course, we see the way they're implementing digital ID across the country or across the world now. You know, the UK trying to implement that as quickly as possible. I mean, this and, you know, I always said, especially during COVID and stuff like that, you know, if they don't require your collaboration, they don't require your awareness. Right. If they can force you to take a shot, why should they have to tell you that they're vaccinating you? Right. If you don't have an ability to say no, why should they even ask you in the first place? Why shouldn't they spray vaccines in the air? Mosquitoes is the flying vaccine needles, all these other horrifying concepts that they have. If they can set the precedent of we can force you to take something in your body like a vaccine, I think as soon as they do that, they can to you without you knowing. And, you know, what's the problem? They could have strapped you down and forced it in with a needle, or they can put it in your food. And either way, you're being, you know, unwillingly dosed with this stuff.
Correct. Yeah. This might be a good lead in to why this is being done, because this is about total control.
Right.
Now, if you're able to manipulate people's thoughts, or just think about a population.
Yeah.
If you wanted to cultivate their political views, or if you wanted the whole world to have one complete view, you know, what happens to free will? It's right. No longer there. And there is a new term for the human species. We are no longer considered human once you have this in you. The new term is Homo Borg Genesis.
Homo Borg Genesis.
Yes. And there's a video called Central Command, which would... This is what it's really all about. If we can play that, if we have time.
We do. This is clip number 5, Central Command Platform. And we'll play the music video in the beginning of the next segment, because I know we don't have infinite time with you. But let's go to clip number 5 here, Central Command Platform, from Jesse Beltran's videos.
The Central Command Platform gives key decision makers easy access to advanced surveillance options. Using the icons at the top, we can toggle the visibility of the subjects we want to view. We'll tap the human icon to activate their visibility. This gives us a real-time view of all the subjects in our jurisdiction. Let's use the search bar to find a specific subject. Here, we can search by typing in the name of a subject or search with an image of the subject's face. First, let's try typing in the name of our subject. In this case, there were two people with the same name found in our jurisdiction. We can tap a subject's live location to see more details. We can now see the live location and source details of the person we tapped on, with options to see more details to help us determine if this is our subject. To search by face, let's say we have an image of the subject. We can source this from a surveillance integration or by manually uploading an image. Using face search, we can find the exact person who matches the face of our subject. Let's say our subject is suspected of committing a crime last night. We can use the AI chat to see where he was at the time of the crime. The chat will respond and show us the exact location on the map. Let's say we have a crime report that tells us the suspect fled the scene at 9:30. Let's use the timeline tool to go to exactly 9:30. We could see that it matches the report. He's leaving the bar. Let's see where he is right now by using the timeline tool to go back to live. We can use the chat to automate the next steps, such as requesting an arrest warrant and sending units to the area once we receive it. The chat will automatically create an action plan and execute the plan for you as soon as you give the approval. It'll notify the relevant parties, execute according to your department's protocol, and custom integrations with your current services, allowing you to keep your jurisdiction safe and secure right from the palm of your hand with the Central Command Platform.
Wow. So what was the source of that video?
So that is out there. That's a real thing.
That was actually an ad for an actual thing. Wow.
This is a real thing.
Not a Black Mirror episode.
No. If you pull up my screen right now, here's the patent. You notice that the acronym WBAN was in that video. That's Wide Body Area Network. Here is the patent. If you look at the focal areas on this patent, these are all the identical areas that were coming up positive around the human body.
Right.
Yes.
Wow. So they're already running that. And of course, you know, when you look at, we were playing a video a few weeks ago, it was Larry Ellison talking to Tony Blair at the World Economic Forum. And they're saying very clearly, like, before we can have AI dictate everybody's behavior, we have to have all of the data consolidated in one source. And it seems like this is really contributing to that. What I just saw seems like a functional rollout of that exact thing, knowing where everybody is at any second of the day. And I guess what they're thinking, too, I mean, that's pretty horrifying, I have to say.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that's reality. And here's the thing. This is why we do platforms like this.
Yeah.
And we thank you so much, because it takes people like you and Alex to just really spread the truth. Because once the best defense is to be aware. And
right.
What we're trying to do is awaken the general population, the masses. Because what happens if your thoughts are no longer your own and they're programmed? Your children don't have a chance to have any autonomy or free will, your great-grandchildren. This is affecting your genealogy and your generations to come. And the problem is it's implemented already. We have an article right now done by the neurology group, and they're talking about once the implementation of 6G is released is when it's all going to be turned on. And what I mean by that, recently we had a retreat, and I was giving a talk on positive affirmations, reframing negative thoughts into positive. And everyone had heard that I had done these scanning projects. And so they all wanted to be scanned. And these are people, doctor backgrounds, worked for NASA, all walks of life. These are not people who are most generally are suffering from this phenomenon. And what we discovered was very alarming. They also were showing up positive, just like you, in those same exact locations. So our hypothesis right now is the people who are having the symptoms are the ones who are turned on.
Mm.
The ones who are not are the ones who haven't been turned on yet.
Well, that's incredibly crude. So what should I do?
So,
since I was getting tested positive.
So, good question. So, we believe if this is not of a nature that has, that hypothetically has a foreign body that's of a surgical size, that you were probably dealing with the mRNA nanorobot phenomenon. And I was very disheartened. You know, what are we going to do? Our whole goal was to help people. Now what? Are we defeated? And being the left brain that I am, I haven't supported anything out there. But recently, I came across a product that is called Zeolite Z. And it's produced by a company called Masterpiece. And that's why I was trying to get the URL for you. And what zeolite is, it's natural. It's made by God. It's made by Mother Earth. You find it in the blue zones around the planet.
Okay, I heard you talking to Alex about that. Yeah,
yeah. And basically, you have to have volcanic activity, diatomaceous earth, and it meets the sea. And it creates the zeolite, which has a negative charge.
Okay.
And you don't want to get anything that's synthetically made because
that would probably only
bad for you.
You want
natural stuff.
Well, we're coming to the end here, but yeah, I can see why Alex wants to have you on tomorrow as well. We could go on for hours about this. Endlessly fascinating. Jesse Belcher has been my guest. Thank you so much. Mind Nexus Live on X, mindnexuslive.com. We'll show that music video.
We're here, folks. I mean, this is it.
Unrestricted warfare is without bounds. That is what we are in the midst of right now, and everybody needs to understand that.
There's one variable in this fight. It's you. Do you share the articles, the videos, the reports? Do you download the free app and share it? Do you buy the products? I mean, you're crazy, literally. Do you think I tell you bovine colostrum, great skin, great hair, great libido, so we got the best? Did I just say that? Think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? You think I tell you ultramethylene blue is incredible game changer? Be careful with it, it's really strong. You think I'm just saying Irish sea moss is great and does all these amazing things? No, you hear the callers. It changes their lives. My information is cutting edge because I don't want to be the liar. I want to be the guy that's right. I enjoy it. I don't lie about freedom and people and things that matter. I cannot do it. And I'm telling you, our products are kick freaking ass. They're the biggest sell ever at thealexshowstore.com. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want. That's why it's different. Normally it's buy one, get one free, the same thing. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. These are expensive supplements. We have the best, the strongest, the turmeric, all of it. It is the best. Energize me. I am in total commitment against these people. I am waging war against the most disgusting filth ever. And all I ask for is that you empower me in this war. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
This hat and sweatshirt were the perfect gift. Thanks. This is an important message from InfoWars. Stay informed, stay free.
Hey, thanks. I love my new InfoWars shirt, bro.
My new InfoWars gear keeps all the globalists and goblins away.
Black on black, murdered out shirt. Love it.
I love my new sweatshirt. And this methylene blue really rocks.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.